Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indeed, that's exactly what we do in Brazil. We might share. I don't have the details. I'm in another ministry, but yes, this is one of those. This is exactly what we do in Brazil. We do have this community that's well known from many others. It's called the Quilombolas. I'm really being brief here, and I'm just trying to answer your question. Really, I don't want to delve into Brazilian history, but that's the thing. So in the past, there were some communities formed in the territory, based on African descendants who fled from farmers, from slavery, to some extent, and they formed their communities there, and that perpetuated even, for instance, in November, 20 of November every year, we celebrate Zumbi de Palmares. Palmares was one of those communities, Quilombola communities, and he fought for his freedom, and they developed and they perpetuated, and they are there. But since they are this, they were, and please, my colleagues here, correct me if I'm not being too specific. I'm just trying to brief up and sum up things here. Since they start in so informal way, they started a community. We are in a big country, as you know, in the United States, lands that we don't know how or why or you start getting used to that, and that becomes your land, your home. So after centuries, Brazil, in a multi-sectoral manner, in a collective effort, we're trying to take out anthropological, historical documents to delineate these areas, see if the community is still there, see if they are still using that, and they are keeping their culture, they are keeping their uses and way of life. And we grant them, I'm not sure about the numbers, but there are some of those titles were already being issued to guarantee those communities the right to property. And as I say, it's collective for us. And I have to say, in Brazil, well, in the last 2 years, it's 31 titles of property were issued for those communities in Brazil. And it's based in this ancestrality, it's based in this past that I mentioned to you. For us, it's really specific. And there is no other, in our perspective, for these cases, this cannot be applied in a different manner than rather than collectively. It's different from the urban occupation, is different from other realities, is different from what we have in other places, in Africa, in South, in Americas, but that's what happens in Brazil. And it's a minority among the population. Of African descent population in Brazil. So it's really kind of specific, it's important, and we want to really contribute for them to keep on developing and preserving their way of life. But it's also something that is really delimited in the territory and also in the history. And so I don't know if I clarified, but just on top of my mind, this is how I can that. And since I'm already with the microphone on, I have to say that Brazil fully supports this article, and we are not moving out of it. Thank you very much.